turned and walked slowly down the stream for 20 yards, splashed across it, and walked slowly back on the other side. Then he looked at himself in the water again.
As I thought,
he said.
No better from this side. But nobody minds. Nobody cares. Pathetic. That's what it is.
There was a crackling noise in the bracken behind him, and out came Pooh.
Good morning, Eeyore,
said Pooh.
Good morning, Pooh Bear,
said Eeyore gloomily.
If it is a good morning,
he said,
which I doubt,
said he.
Why? What's the matter?
Nothing, Pooh Bear. Nothing. We can't all, and some of us don't. That's all there is to it.
Can't all what?
Said Pooh, rubbing his nose.
Gaiety, song and dance. Here we go round the mulberry bush.
Oh,
said Pooh. He thought for a long time and then asked,
What mulberry bush is that?
A bon ami,
went on Eeyore gloomily.
French word meaning bon ami,
he explained.
Come in, but I would advise you to leave your man outside.
But without Monsieur Benway, I should be lost.
Il est necessary que je remain ici. Here.
Ah, Canadian.
I'm not complaining, but there it is.
Pooh sat down on a large stone and tried to think this out. It sounded to him like a riddle, and he was never very much good at riddles, being a bear of very little brain. So he sang Cottleston Pie instead.
Cottleston, Cottleston, Cottleston Pie, a pie can't bird, but a bird can fly. Ask me a riddle, and I reply, Cottleston, Cottleston, Cottleston Pie.
That was the first verse. When he had finished it, Eeyore didn't actually say that he didn't like it, so Pooh very kindly sang the second verse to him.
Oh, Cottleston, Cottleston, Cottleston Pie, a fish can't whistle, and neither can I. Ask me a riddle, and I reply, Cottleston, Cottleston, Cottleston Pie.
Eeyore still said nothing at all, so Pooh hummed the third verse quietly to himself.
Cottleston, Cottleston, Cottleston Pie, why does a chicken I don't know why? Ask me a riddle and I reply, Cottleston, Cottleston, Cottleston Pie.
That's right,
said Eeyore.
Sing umpty-tiddly-umpty-too. Here we go gathering nuts in May. Enjoy yourself.
I am,
said Pooh.
Some can,
said Eeyore.
What's the matter?
Is anything the matter?
You seem so sad, Eeyore.
Sad? Why should I be sad? It's my birthday. The happiest day of the year.
Your birthday?
Said Pooh in great surprise.
Of course it is. Can't you see? Look at all the presents I have had.
He waved a foot from side to side.
Look at the birthday cake, candles, and pink sugar.
Pooh looked first to the right and then to the left.
Presents?
Said Pooh.
Birthday cake?
Said Pooh.
Where?
Can't you see them?
No,
said Pooh.
Neither can I,
said Eeyore.
Joke,
he explained.
Ha ha.
Pooh scratched his head, being a little puzzled by all this.
But is it really your birthday?
He asked.
It is.
Oh, well, many happy returns of the day, Eeyore.
And many happy returns to you, Pooh Bear.
But it isn't my birthday.
No, it's mine.
But you said many happy returns.
Well, why not? You don't always want to be miserable on my birthday, do you?
Oh, I see,
said Pooh.
It's bad enough,
said Eeyore, almost breaking down.
Being miserable myself, what with no presents and no cake and no candles and no proper notice taken of me at all, but if everybody else is going to be miserable too.
Well, this was too much for Pooh.
Stay there!
He called to Eeyore, and he turned and hurried back home as quick as he could, for he felt that he must get poor Eeyore a present of some sort at once, and he could always think of a proper one afterwards. Outside his house, he found Piglet jumping up and down, trying to reach the knocker.
Hello,
Piglet,
he said.
Hello, Pooh,
said Piglet.
What are you trying to do?
I was trying to reach the knocker,
said Piglet.
I just came round.
Oh, well, let me do it for you,
said Pooh kindly, so he reached up and knocked at the door.
I've just seen Eeyore.
He began.
And poor Eeyore is in a very sad condition because it's his birthday, and nobody's taken any notice of it.
Oh.
And he's very gloomy. You know what Eeyore is. And there he was, and what a long time whoever lives here is answering this door.
And he knocked again.
But Pooh,
said Piglet.
It's your own house.
Oh,
said Pooh.
So it is,
he said.
4 hours later, I parked my car in the carriage house and walked up the gray gravel driveway between a line of dwarf maples toward the pillared entrance of the same mansion. It had been snowing in Santa Barbara ever since the top of the page, and I had to shake the cornstarch off my mucklucks as I lifted the heavy obsidian door knocker. Hey in there! Open up! Your door knocker fell off!
What's all this brouhaha?
Brouhaha? Wait a minute. Don't you want this door knocker?
I already have one.
But this is yours.
You see? I told you. We used to have another one, but he vanished mysteriously. All right, come in out of the cornstarch and dry your mucklucks by the fire.
Well, let's go in.
So in they went. The first thing Pooh did was to go to the cupboard to see if he had quite a small jar of honey left. And he had, so he took it down.
I'm giving this to Eeyore,
he explained.
As a present. What are you going to give?
Couldn't I give it too?
Said Piglet.
From both of us?
No,
said Pooh.
That would not be a good plan.
Oh, well, all right then. I'll give him a balloon. I got one left from my party. I'll go and get it now, shall I?
That, Piglet, is a very good idea. It's just what Eeyore wants to cheer him up. Nobody can be uncheered with a balloon.
So off Piglet trotted, and in the other direction went Pooh with his jar of honey. Now it was a very warm day, and he had a long way to go. He hadn't gone more than halfway when a sort of funny feeling began to creep all over him. It began at the tip of his toes and trickled all through him and out at the soles of his feet. It was just as if somebody inside of him were saying, "Now then, Pooh, time for a little something."
Dear, dear,
said Pooh.
I didn't know it was as late as that.
So he sat down and took the top off his jar of honey.
Lucky I brought this with me,
he thought.
Many a bear going out on a warm day like this would never have thought of bringing a little something with him.
And he began to eat.
Does anybody see that?
See what, honey?
Honey? Oh.
I can't wait to see the honey on that vaccine's honey when he falls into our honey. Hey, owl?
That cheeky honey will honey twice before honeying our honey again.
After we honey the honey, can I honey your honey?
No honey before honey, honey.
Oh, honey up, Pooh. We had the honey.
Honey. Ooh, honey.
Yes.
As Pooh watched the honey, honey away, his honey, 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 honey.
Christopher Robin, Christopher Robin, Christopher Robin.
Honey. Well, Mr. President, it's the bees and spiders again. They stole my food stamps and sold them to the rats. And I tried to get down to my car for to honk the horn for help, but the snakes have gotten it for the cockroaches. I go back upstairs, but the spiders have jammed the police lock. I ain't been inside for a week, and I know that my wife is sleeping with the bees.
Honey, 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 honey. Honey, 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 honey. Honey, 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 honey,
honey, honey, honey, honey, everything is honey, everywhere I see.
Oh, now let me see.
He thought as he took his last lick of the inside of the jar.
Where was I going? Oh, yes, Eeyore.
He got up slowly, and then suddenly he remembered he had eaten Eeyore's birthday present.
Father,
said Pooh.
What shall I do? I must give him something.
For a little while, he couldn't think of anything. Then he thought,
well, it's a very nice pot, even if there's no honey in it. And if I washed it clean and got somebody to write a happy birthday on it, Eeyore could keep things in it, which might be useful.
So as he was just passing the 100-acre wood, he went inside to call on Owl, who lived there.
Good morning, Owl,
he said.
Good morning, Pooh,
said Owl.
Many happy returns of Eeyore's birthday,
said Pooh.
Is that what it is?
What are you giving him, Owl?
What are you giving him, Pooh?
I'm giving him a useful pot to put things in. And I wanted to ask you...
Oh, is this it?
Said Owl, taking it out of Pooh's paw.
Yes, and I wanted to ask
Somebody's
you...
Somebody's been keeping honey in,
said Owl.
You can keep anything in it,
said Pooh earnestly.
It's very useful like that. And I wanted
to... You ought to write a happy birthday on it.
That was what I wanted to ask you,
said Pooh.
Because my spelling is wobbly. It's good spelling, but it wobbles, and the letters get in the wrong places. Would you write a happy birthday on it for me?
It's a nice pot,
said Owl, looking at it all round.
Couldn't I give it two from both of us?
No,
said Pooh.
That would not be a good plan.
Oh.
Now I'll just wash it first, and then you can write on it.
Well, he washed the pot out and dried it, while Owl licked the end of his pencil and wondered how to spell birthday.
Can you read, Pooh?
He asked a little anxiously.
There's a notice about knocking and ringing outside my door, which Christopher Robin wrote. Could you read it?
Christopher Robin told me what it said, and then I could.
Well, I'll tell you what this says, and then you'll be able to.
So Owl wrote, and this is what he wrote.
Happy, pappy, bethudfudth. Fun-fa-ba-fun-fuddy.
Pooh looked on admiringly.
I'm just saying a happy birthday,
said Owl carelessly.
It's a nice long one,
said Pooh, very much impressed by it.
Well, actually, of course, I'm saying a very happy birthday with love from Pooh. Naturally, it takes a good deal of pencil to say a long thing like that.
Oh, I see,
said Pooh. Now, while all this was happening, Piglet had gone back to his own house to get Eeyore's balloon. He held it very tightly against himself so that it shouldn't blow away, and he ran as fast as he could so as to get to Eeyore before Pooh did, for he thought that he would like to be the first one to give a present just as if he had thought of it without being told by anybody, and running along and thinking how pleased Eeyore would be, he didn't look where he was going, and suddenly he put his foot in a rabbit hole and fell down flat on his face.
Bang!
Piglet lay there wondering what had happened. At first he thought that the whole world had blown up, and then he thought that perhaps only the forest part of it had, and then he thought that perhaps only he had, and he was now alone in the moon or somewhere and would never see Christopher Robin or Pooh or Eeyore again. And then he thought,
well, even if I'm in the moon, I needn't be face downwards all the time.
So he got cautiously up and looked about him. He was still in the forest.
Well, that's funny,
he thought.
I wonder what that bang was. I couldn't have made such a noise just falling down. And where's my balloon?
This reminds me of a story. A party of dogs was taking a flight in a balloon when it started to lose height rapidly.
Ah, yes.
They quickly decided that they would all crash to death unless some way could be found to lessen the weight. Suddenly, an English bulldog stood up, shouted, God save the Queen, and jumped overboard. Not to be undone, a German Alsatian lifted one paw in a salute, said, Deutschland über alles, and threw himself over the side.
Deutschland über alles!
A French poodle was the next to go, with a last proud cry of, Vive la France!
Vive la France!
Woo! After several moments of anxious thought, a large American Doberman stood up, shouted, Remember the Alamo, at the top of his voice, and threw a small Mexican chihuahua over the side.
Now what's that small piece of damp rag doing?
It was the balloon.
Dear,
said Piglet.
Oh, dearie, dearie, dear. Well, it's too late now. I can't go back. I haven't another balloon, and perhaps Eeyore doesn't like balloons so very much.
So he trotted on rather sadly now, and down he came to the side of the stream where Eeyore was and called out to him.
Good morning, Eeyore,
shouted Piglet.
Good morning, little piglet,
said Eeyore.
If it is a good morning,
he said.
Which I doubt,
said he.
Not that it matters,
he said.
Many happy returns of the day,
said Piglet, having now got closer. Eeyore stopped looking at himself in the stream and turned to stare at Piglet.
Just say that again,
he said.
Many have...
Wait a moment.
Balancing on three legs, Eeyore began to bring his fourth leg very cautiously up to his ear.
I did this yesterday,
he explained as he fell down for the third time.
It's quite easy. It's so I can hear better. There, that's done it. Now then, what were you saying?
He pushed his ear forward with his hoof.
Many happy returns of the day,
said Piglet again.
Meaning me?
Of course, Eeyore.
My birthday?
Yes!
Me having a real birthday?
Yes, Eeyore, and I've brought you a present!
Eeyore took down his right hoof from his right ear, turned round, and with great difficulty put up his left hoof.
I must have that in the other ear,
he said.
Now then...
A present,
said Piglet very loudly.
Meaning me again?
Yes!
My birthday still?
Of course, Eeyore.
Me going on having a real birthday?
Yes, Eeyore, and I brought you a balloon.
Balloon?
Said Eeyore.
You did say balloon.
Did I?
One of those big colored things you blow up. Gaiety, song and dance, here we are and there we are.
Yes, but I'm afraid I'm very sorry, Eeyore, but when I was running along to bring it to you, I fell down.
Dear, dear, how unlucky you ran too fast, I expect.
Yes.
You didn't hurt yourself, little piglet.
Oh, no, but I burst the balloon.
There was a very long silence.
My balloon,
said Eeyore at last, and Piglet nodded.
My birthday balloon.
Yes, Eeyore,
said Piglet, sniffing a little.
Here it is, with many happy returns of the day.
And he gave Eeyore the small piece of damp rag.
Is this it?
Said Eeyore, a little surprised. Piglet nodded.
My present.
Piglet nodded again.
The balloon.
Yes.
Thank you, Piglet,
said Eeyore.
You don't mind my asking?
He went on.
But what color was this balloon when it was a balloon?
Red.
I just wondered. Red,
he murmured to himself.
My favorite color. How big was it?
Oh, about as big as me.
I just wondered. About as big as Piglet,
he said to himself sadly.
My favorite size. Well.
Piglet felt very miserable and didn't know what to say. He was still opening his mouth to begin something, and then deciding that it wasn't any good saying that, when he heard a shout from the other side of the river, and there was Pooh!
Many happy returns of the day!
Called out Pooh, forgetting that he had said it already.
Thank you, Pooh. I'm having them,
said Eeyore gloomily.
I've brought you a little present,
said Pooh excitedly.
I've had it,
said Eeyore. Pooh now splashed across the stream to Eeyore, and Piglet was sitting a little way off, his head in his paws, snuffling to himself.
It's a useful pot,
said Pooh.
Here it is, and it's got a very happy birthday with love from Pooh written on it. That's what all that writing there is. And it's for putting things in. There.
When Eeyore saw the pot, he became quite excited.
Why?
He said.
I believe my balloon will just go into that pot.
Oh, no, Eeyore,
said Pooh.
Balloons are much too big to go into pots. What you do with a balloon is you hold the balloon...
Not mine,
said Eeyore proudly.
Look, Piglet.
And as Piglet looked sorrowfully around, Eeyore picked the balloon up with his teeth and placed it carefully in the pot, picked it out and put it on the ground, and then picked it up and put it carefully back.
So it does,
said Pooh.
It goes in.
So it does,
said Piglet.
And it comes out.
Doesn't it,
said Eeyore.
It goes in and out like anything.
Dick, she works!
It does, Tom. It comes in and goes out like anything.
Oh, to think all I had to do was put the balls on the other side.
Look at them spin now.
Oh, aren't they beautiful?
Oh, Tom, those balls will mean your fortune.
By Fudge, I'll patent this machine and name it after Nancy.
What, you mean pushover?
Yes, because that's what she does. And she'll run everything.
Everywhere.
Every time.
Forever.
For everybody.
It comes in, it must go out. Testicles deviant to Fudd's law. So, with the invention of the motor-operated pushover, man and science gave birth to life here, today, in the future. Man, woman, child, all is up against the wall of science.
I'm very glad,
said Pooh happily,
that I thought of giving you a useful pot to put things in.
I'm very glad,
said Piglet happily,
that I thought of giving you something to put in a useful pot.
But Eeyore wasn't listening. He was taking the balloon out and putting it back again, as happy as he could be.
Dear folks,
that's the land of Pooh.
Yeah. Good old Pooh.
Oh, I just drifted right off to sleep.
That was more fun than watching the TV, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was nice.
Dear friends,
maybe we'll do it again next week. What do you think,
Phil? I wanted to say that I think being on the radio is more fun than watching TV, too.
Thank you. TV, too. I watch TV 4, except I live in the hills and I can't get it.
You have to watch it in the hills.
For what?
Sure.
Good night, you guys.